The Pebble Limited Partnership filed suit Wednesday in federal court seeking to halt the process underway by the EPA to stop development of the proposed Pebble mine. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
Earlier this year, the Environmental Protection Agency officially started the process to use its authority under the Clean Water Act to basically veto the issuance of dredge and fill permits that would be absolutely necessary for the development of the controversial mining project in the Bristol Bay region. The Pebble Limited Partnership, which is seeking to develop the Pebble Mine, decided to take the issue to court, and they filed suit Wednesday. Mike Heatwall is a spokesman for the partnership. He says the partnership firmly believes the EPA does not have the authority to do what it's doing.
The legal background under the Clean Water Act, that we view that the authority does not exist for them to preemptively stop a project, and that's one of the key components of our litigation.
The Pebble Limited Partnership is asking the court to issue an injunction to stop the EPA's process. The partnership contends that without an actual permit application, which has not yet been forthcoming, the EPA's actions exceed the authority granted the agency under the Clean Water Act. Heatwall admits the EPA has the authority to invoke its 404C veto authority, but he says the partnership's attorneys believe the agency cannot do so preemptively, which is what the agency is seeking in this instance. Opponents of the proposed Pebble Mine claim the agency has such an authority, and they point to an example where the authority was actually used. However, Heatwall says the partnership believes they and the EPA are misreading what actually happened.
There were three identical parcels of property, I believe, in Florida, two of which had filed four permits and had some level of environmental review that the EPA vetoed. And in that, they swept in the third property. So, really identical circumstances, smaller properties that we're talking about here. Not a wholesale stopping of a pretty significant mineral or resource development project and carving out authority that is unprecedented under the Clean Water Act.
The proposed Pebble Mine is very controversial due to its location in or near some of the most important salmon habitat on Earth. Many organizations dedicated to preserving the Bristol Bay region's tremendous salmon resource are adamantly opposed to development of the mine. The Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, which represents the commercial driftnet fishermen in Bristol Bay, was quick to react to the lawsuit filed by the Pebble Limited Partnership. In a prepared statement, the group's executive director wrote that instead of working with the EPA or submitting its long-awaited official permit applications, Pebble has chosen to file a Hail Mary lawsuit in hopes of further delaying EPA's public process. Catherine Carscallon from Dillingham is the sustainability director for the BBRSDA. She disputes the contention that the EPA is setting a national precedent by using its 404C veto authority on the proposed Pebble Mine.
Well, EPA has had this authority for about 40 years, and they've only used it 13 times, and only once before have they used it proactively like we're requesting. So I don't see how this sets any sort of precedent or opens up new opportunities for EPA. They've always had this opportunity. They're just very careful about where they use it.
The suit challenging the EPA's 404C process was filed Wednesday in the Federal District Court. So far, no hearings have been scheduled. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.